League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the Tip TV Finance Show. I'm joined here by Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners, and by our guest, David Paul, Dr. David Paul, who's managing director at Vectorvest. How are you today, Doctor?
All good, gentlemen. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I hear that you're doing something that's even more difficult than being a doctor, which is the FCA exams.
Well, yes, I've got quite a few of them behind me now. I'm a mechanical engineer, and I have no formal financial education whatsoever. And I picked it up along the way. Yes, I'm struggling with some of the advanced exams.
But that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Somebody's a mechanical engineer. They've made an exam, which is so difficult, that even a mechanical engineer is thinking, this is tough. I mean, well, what's the point of the whole
exercise? It's the memory work. It's the memory work, having to remember things. And then, of course, there's always an exception to every rule.
And I did mine back in 1993, and I've tried to sort of just keep, because of various, should we say, career changes over the intervening years. I was once in danger of it actually lapsing. I was thinking, oh, there's no way I'm going to do that all over again. I really don't want to do that. You know, or what time's the London Stock? And the thing is that a lot of this stuff I knew professionally I would never use again. So you have to kid your brain in that this is important, at least to pass the exam. But I'm professionally, I'm never going to do it. And it's difficult for me, at least, to trick my brain that way. Okay. I don't know if it's the same with you, but...
Right, well, maybe go on to the matter at hand. three stops. The Vectorvest composite, which we normally take a good look at and try and understand what's going on at the moment, David.
Well, yes, I always start with that. I think the most important thing to work out is the market going up or down. Everything follows from that. By our measure, our long-term measure, which are called confirmed calls of the Vectorvest composite, all 2,200 stocks that we follow on the London market. That's been rising since the tail end of February this year. If you notice, Zach, as the market was falling, our market timing indicator, which is a rate of change of price in the breadth of the market, in fact made a bullish divergence there. And that preceded that run-up that we've had most of the year. The thing that I'm worried about now is that the market is pushing up. It's made a double top. I think it can go higher, but the MTI doesn't want to follow. And that makes me nervous. That makes me nervous coming into this time of the year. And certainly there's enough things to be nervous about when you see the Deutsche story and you see people talking about a hard landing in China.
70% of the market's bounced today. You think, what nutcase would be buying now with the event risk of Trump, Clinton, and Deutsche Bank unresolved? I mean, you've got to be rather strange.
You know, I still think it'll push through that double top technically and maybe get up to the top trend line defining that rising wedge that I've drawn. And right at that top trend line on the Vectorvest composite, that takes us up to the 2007 high. They sit on top of each other.
Those were the days.
Those were the days, yes. We both had hair.
No, I didn't have hair then either, but it doesn't matter. Let's go on to the next slide, which is one of the small stocks that you're looking at.
Well, yes, Sophion, a small IT company. It's had a great run this year. It's our top VST stock at the moment in terms of value, safety, and trend. I do a weekly webcast to the Vectorvest members, and I called it on Monday afternoon, in fact. Rather disappointed that it went up 11% yesterday prior to me getting here today. But as you can see, it ran up the page and it pulled back to a 62% retracement after making a double bottom. And in my little book, that's just a sitter. That's what Richard Wyckoff would have called a Wyckoff spring in his work in the 1930s. But really interesting thing on the chart is, as technicians, we're used to doing rate of change of price. But what you can do in Vectorvest very easily is that we can do a rate of change or a delta search on earnings per share and on valuation. And as you can see, the green line is the valuation, and the blue line below the price window is the earnings per share. And that gave quite a long window that this price, this thing was going to move. And if you want to build a watch list of shares with a high probability of a nice big move, you can actually do that on the delta searches of the fundamentals. And if you get a big, big incremental move in valuation and earnings per share, and then you get a breakout, there's a high probability that the darn thing's going to keep going. But this share looks bound for much, much, much higher. It is a spec share. It hasn't been listed that long. Its relative safety on VectorVest is low. So it's a share for speculators, but nevertheless, it looks really, really good, and I've taken a small position in it. I will add to that position.
Okay, let's move along to the next contender, Hastings.
Well, Hastings has been listed this year. They're underwriters and in the insurance business. We believe the share is markedly undervalued. It's broken out of that little ascending triangle. And come back and kiss the ascending triangle and pushing up the page. It's trading at slightly over £2. We believe it's worth £3.84. Earnings per share rising nicely. Earnings per share during the course of this year is up from 10 pence to 18 pence. So that's driving the share price, and I think that looks like a good story. The relative safety there are reasonable at 1.15 on a scale between 0 and 2. So a much safer proposition than the previous one. I think once it can clear those old tops, it's well away. It was down tuppence yesterday.
Okay, and the final stock?
Well, Phil, this is the Victoria. Victoria is the biggest manufacturer of carpets in the UK and in Australia. It had a 5-for-1 split the other day. It's got a new man at the helm over the last couple of years. Earnings per share rising and rising very strongly. Our valuation trading significantly below the valuation. There's a big overhang at those tops. Clearly, the last time the market got up there, prior Brexit, some poor little fellow bought it up there. And those shares have to be cleared out of the way before it can move any higher. As you know, if you've bought it and you've sweated it out for a month or two, when the market goes back up again, you wipe the sweat off your brow, run for cover and think again. So it needs to get through that. It was up a little bit yesterday, I think that's bound for much, much, much higher. Again, the relative safety is low, and the relative safety is lower than I would normally look at for investment grade on all three shares. But I think all three shares, if the general market can keep going, have got big potential.
Okay, well, let's just go to the call to action here. People are interested in this, which it is fascinating.
I'm running a seminar in central London during the course of October, and if people go to vectorvest.co.uk and click on events, you can see that. We're also at the investor show. So
it's on the 14th, isn't it?
It's on the 14th, the next Tuesday night's our seminar. I think it's the 18th. We're at the investor show.
I'll come and see you there. I like bugging you when you're trying to work and everything else.
Well, that'll be great to see you, gentlemen. It really will.
All right. On that note, David Paul, Managing Director of VectorVest, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.